Today's shiur is Masechta Pesachim Daf Yud Chef. We will begin on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, six lines from the bottom, Iboiluhu. In our previous shiur, at the end of the shiur, the Gemara was analyzing the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda when we speak, as we have been speaking quite extensively, about the status of Kalim, to be able to be Matama. And the Gemara had said that even though we had learned a brisa earlier that where there was a suffix, if Kalim had come into contact with Mashkim, that we would have to be Machmer, because Rabbi Yehuda's opinion was that Mashkim Amitama Kalim Midaraisa, and since Mashkim Amitama Kalim Midaraisa, the halacha would have to be, then we had a suffix, if there was a tumma, we would have to be machmer. The Gemara concluded that chazer by Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda retracted from that opinion, and Rabbi Yehuda now is of the opinion that mashkin being metama kalim is not a tumma midaraisa; it's only a tumma midrabbanan. So now that the Gemara has established that that is indeed the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, ask the Gemara in trying to understand what truly is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Ibailhu, Mikalim Huda Hadabe, is it only from Kalim that Rabbi Yehuda had originally said the Mashkim Matama Kalim the Raisa? That was what he retracted from. And as we just said, now he holds that Mashkim Amitama Kalim only midrabanan. Avol ba'oichlin, when it comes to Mashkim being Matama Oichlin, he will agree with what we learned yesterday, Rabbi Yosef of Shimon's opinion, that we learned on top of the Amid, that Sfir Ava Oichlin, when Mashkim being Matama Oichlin, he holds Rabbi Yosef of Shimon Sfir Lei, that is midaraisa. Adilma, perhaps, Lagamri Hadabay, and he doesn't hold that Mashkin, not only can Mashkin not be Makama Kalim Midaraisa, but neither can they be Makama Oichlim Midaraisa. Krameyer, like the opinion of Ramey that we learned at the beginning of the Sugya on Daf Tazai Nomer Aleph. Omram Nachem Be Yitzchok, Toshma. We know that when we speak about Tumma, and when we speak about a very interesting and serious Tumma, it's the paraduma. Well, we know the paraduma is metar tameim. If somebody's tamei, the paraduma is what's sprinkled on him in order for him to become tahor. But it's metama tahirim. It's metama people who are tahor. So the question is, para, if you have a cow, shishasa mechatis, that drank the mechatis, and within 24 hours of shechting, of drinking, so that water is still in its system, it was slaughtered. So you still have this water in the system of the animal, which is tamei diga water. The loch is besara tamei. The meat of this animal that still has this water in its system is tamei. Rabbi Yehuda says, since they can't be used anymore for mechatis, because many different reasons are given by the Rishonim. One reason is hesach hadas. The halach is that the mechatis have to be constantly protected and watched. Once they're obviously in the animal's stomach, you cannot do that anymore. That's what Tosfos the Rimaskol Bittler tells us. He also quotes a Tosefta that the Torah says regarding the mechatis, lemeshmeres lemei nida. Yotzu mayim elu sheshos men para sheshevein lemeshmeres. You can't call water that was drunk, that the cow drank, to be considered meshmeres. So according to these pshatim, the water only becomes disqualified, the mechatis only becomes disqualified after they enter the stomach of the cow. But as long as they are in its mouth, they are not disqualified. However, Rabbeinu David says that they become disqualified even when they're already in the mouth. Because once they're in the mouth of the cow, so now they're mixed together with the saliva of the cow. And since this mixed together with the saliva of the cow, mechatas is only mechatas when it's pure, without any other saliva or anything else is mixed into it. Now, even though, go on the Rishonim to explain, that after the mechatas become puzzle for the various reasons that we just gave, the halachas, they still give off tuma. The Rishonim and Achronim teach us that that tuma, at that point, is only tuma midrabanan. And since it's only tuma midrabanan, so once this is in the stomach of the cow, and it's only a tuma midrabanan, then we're not going to be machmer. And the reason they explain is because that a cow should drink the mechatis is a milsad lo shchicha, and a milsad lo shchicha lo goes by chachamim, Chazal don't make gezeres by milsad lo shchicha. Now, says the Gemara, that if you're going to understand in the opinion of Rabbi Huda, Kelim Huda Hadabei, Rabbi Huda only was chayzer, only retracted on the opinion that mashkin can be matama kelim. Ava ba'oichlim, when it comes between mashkim that are tamei and food, he's going to hold Rabbi Yosef Shimon Sfirlei. There he's going to hold that they do are matama midaraisa. And my bottle be me'el legamri. Why did it become totally bottle? Nay, the tumah chamura. I could understand, ask the Gemara, that they should no longer be considered a high level tumah. Loi matama, they shouldn't be matama, because once they're there for more than 24 hours, you certainly can't call them mechatis. But tumah kala mi netma. And the way that we're showing them explain this Gemara is that the mayim, the water, this water, this mechatis, touched the mechatis. Everything touches itself. And since it touches itself, so it goes down a notch, and it may not be any more a tumah chamura. It may not be any more considered like mechatis, which, as we began today, she is saying mechatis is a very high level tumah, but certainly still going to be tumah because it came in contact. This way, Rashi learns it came in contact with mechatis, and anything that comes with contact with mechatis should be considered tumah. Many achronim and rishonim have difficulty with this pshat because they understand they two primary questions. So does that mean anything that's tamei that touches itself will automatically be tamei? Is that indeed the halacha? That's one question that the Reina Peretz asks. Chazanish asks that this happens in the stomach of the cow, and we know that there's a din of tumas beis astarim, that something that happens inside, that there is no din of tuma. So therefore they say, so if I saw the Rebbeinu Peretz has a different pshat, he says that everything that has in it a tumah chamura encompasses that it should also have a tumah kala. Now, since indeed, as we're learning, it doesn't have the tumah chamura anymore, but nothing took away the tumah kala. So it started with a tumah chamura and a tumah kala, and although the tumah chamura went away, the tumah kala remains. Says the Gemara, my batlam amenel. Says the Gemara, indeed, that's what it meant. Shabbatu b'tumah chamura. It goes down from being a tumah chamura, ava tumah kala matama. It still has a tumah kala. Mechlal. So we see that Rabbi Huda, at this point, the Gemara is saying, only holds that it doesn't have a tumah chamura. Mechlal the Tanakama. The Tanakama who disagrees with Rabbi Huda, obviously his opinion is Sava Tama Chamura Nami Matama. It still has a Tama Chamura. Da Besara Tamik Tani. The Tanakama says it's Besara Tame, that the boss becomes Tame from this water. So we see that the boss, which is an Eichel, becomes Tame from the Mayim, not Adam Vakalim. Now, if it still has the Tama Chamura, why didn't he say that Odav Kalim also become Tamei? So isn't this clearly a raya that Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that it doesn't become tamei. It doesn't have the ability to give off tumma because oichlim don't become tamei from mashkin. Says the Gemara, the way we have to understand the brayis is kula Rabbi Yehuda. The entire brayis follows the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. V'chsur mechzrach tani. Par b'shasos mechatzis b'sar tamei. If a cow drinks the mechatzis, it becomes tamei. B'medva mamurim. When is that? Is only as long when tumakala. It only has the ability to be matama, like a tumakala has the ability to be matama. Ava tumachamura loy, it doesn't have the ability to give off a tumachamura. Shabbi Yehuda Aima, batla mamaya, once the cow drank this water, it doesn't have the din of mechatis anymore. They're only considered like a rishon l'tuma. And that's why, since they're only considered like a tumakala, like a rishon l'tuma, they only have the ability to be matama the basar, but not Adam v'kelim. The Gemara gives so now the Gemara is suggesting that Rabbi Yehuda could still hold the mashkim is matama oichlin. Rabbi Yehuda im loyel and batal m'mei alagamri. They don't have the ability to be matama at all. So should that be a coin to Rabbi Yehuda? So should that be a raya? The mashkin can't be matama oichlin. Says the Gemara, it's not a raya because havelei mashke saruach. It's considered a spoiled beverage. Once it comes to that point where it's in the womb, in the stomach of a cow, it's not considered anything significant. The Ramah in Yerudea, Simon Samach Sif Aleph Paskins. Behema Shinaspatma Bedvarim Hasurim. If an animal ate non-kosher food, Muteris, that animal still may be eaten. Ach, im loin espat, the kola ya, koyi meh rak bedvar mesurim, continues the Ramah, but if this animal only ate in its entire life only non-kosher food, asura, you may not eat that cow. The Shach, over there in Sif Cotton Hay, quotes the Ramah from the Torah Schat, quotes that the Ramah is bringing from the Torah Schat, in the Issa of the Heter, the Lechat Chila, one should not buy an animal from, and that was nursed, that drank non-kosher milk. And the Shach says, it seems, that halacha is not only if it drank only non-kosher milk, it just as long as it part of diet that included non-kosher food, you shouldn't use it. The Shach himself disagrees, and he holds that, on the contrary, even if an animal only ate non-kosher food, you could still eat that animal because everything that the animal eats gets digested by the animal. And once it gets digested by the animal, it's no longer here. The only time the Shach agrees to be machmer is if the animal didn't just eat non-kosher food, if the animal ate food which is osur b'hana. Because then, says the Shach, if the animal ate food which is osur b'hana, suggests the Shach, so then you are having benefit by eating this animal that lived off something which is osur b'hana'am. The Prima Godim in Sif Katan Hay, in the Sif Seidas, paskens like this. If the animal only ate non-kosher food, b'di'evid you're allowed to eat it, but l'chatchila you shouldn't buy that type of an animal and eat it. Moreover, he says, one shouldn't feed his animal non-kosher food on a steady basis. If it's not on a steady basis, you may. And then he says, if the animal its entire life only ate food which is osur b'hana'ah, then you may not eat from that cow under any circumstances. We have to remember that bosur b'chalav is osur b'hana'ah. So if an animal's diet is only bosur b'chalav, then you may not eat it. But if it ate it only once, he says, there's no need to be machmer. You could buy it. You don't even have to wait 24 hours for when it ate that food, which was osur b'hana'ah. Then he says, what about if its diet was a mixture? Sometimes it ate food, which is osur b'hana'ah. Sometimes it didn't eat food, that's osur b'hana'ah. That, he says, is a machlokes. The Prima Godim brings the Knesset Agdoila, about there were different birds who only ate the spleen of non-kosher birds, non-kosher animals. He says that if that chicken, that bird, eats these non-kosher spleens when it was owned by somebody who was feeding it then, and then a Jew buys it and doesn't eat it and doesn't feed it that food even after 24 hours, you may eat it. He says, and he quotes a Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayis, that the Rambam holds that after 24 hours of not eating non-kosher food, that bird or animal would be allowed to be brought even on the Mizbeach as a carbon. But we see from here that there's a new concept. The Be'er Hetev brings a Be'er Yaakov that says 24 hours is, after 24 hours, the halacha changes. The Prima Gadim, quoting the Knesset Gedoyla, disagrees and says that 24 hours shouldn't make a difference. That if the animal ate its entire life non-kosher food, and that's what made the animal to be the size and whatever it is, 24 hours won't help me. So ask the Chibina Rav, in the Shalos HaTshuvos Dovim Mishorim, Chelik Gimel, Simen Nun, how could we, why are we concerned? Didn't we just learn in our Mishnah that anything that in our Gemara, Rabbi Ashi just taught us, asked the Chibina Rav, that after food enters the animal's body, that we were speaking about the Mechatos, it becomes Mashkus Ruach. And therefore he asks, just like in our Gemara, the Tumah goes away from this liquid once it's in the stomach of the cow, because our Gemara called it Mashkus Ruach, the same thing should be regarding Isser. As soon as the Isser goes into the animal system, it should be considered Eichel Seruach. And Eichel Seruach should not be considered non-kosher. So he quotes a Yerushalmi that this issue is a machloikus of Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua. And according to Rabbi Shua, Mashka Seruach doesn't lose its tumah. And he in fact says that the Rambam in Hilchas Tumas Oichlim, Perek Beis Halacha Chof Aleph, paskins like Rabbi Shua. If you're going to paskin like Rabbi Shua, then the concept that Rav Ashi just taught us in our Gemara, that a Mashka Seruach doesn't give off tumah, we won't agree with that. It will still give off tumah, and it will still be Osir Bachila. And therefore, since there's the opinion of Rabbi Shua, that's why the Ramah was Machmer, even though our Gemara seems to say differently. There's another approach that I saw, that there are those that want to differentiate between Tumah and Isser. Regarding Tumah, we say as soon as it enters the animal's body, it's no longer Tumah anymore. It's considered like it no longer exists. Regarding Isser, we can't say that. And perhaps the difference is, Tumah is not a tangible fact. It's what the halacha considers Tumah. And the halacha says that when it comes to the status of being seruach, it's not considered Tumah anymore. However, when we speak about Isser v'heter, the reality is that this animal is being fed from food which is osur, even though it's already in the animal's body. That doesn't mean that the animal isn't living off that food, and therefore we have to be machmer by machel, even after it's in the animal's body, when it's not kosher, even though regarding tumah it's different. We learned on that in yesterday's shir, and we mentioned in our shir today as well, the opinion of Yosef Shimon. Rabbi Yosef Shimon Aymer, mashke tumay, that comes into contact, he said with something else, linyan oichlim, if there's a question, if they touched oichlim, we have to be machmer, because their opinion is that mashke is metama oichlim midaraisa, and therefore if we have a question, it's a suffix daraisa l'chumra, when it's l'kelim, But if there's a question if a mashke tamei touched kalim with matar, because there the tum is a tum of the rabbanon and sofik the rabbanon lekula. Comments the Gemara. Amar Rabba b'vachan Amar Shlokish. Rabbi Yossi b'shitas Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Amar. Rabbi Yossi expounded this opinion. It was going according to the opinion of Rabbi Kiva. The Darish, Rabbi Kiva says, the Pasuk says regarding Thomas Eichlim, the Torah uses the word Yud Tes Mem Aleph. So, as we know, there are no Nekudas in the Torah. So he says the way to understand that is Yitameh. Not just Yitma, but Yitameh, the Tanan. The Mishnah teaches us in Masechta Sota, Bay B'Yoyim. Wherever we have Bay B'Yoyim in Shas, it goes back to the Gemara Masechta Barakas, Daf Chof Ches Amar Aleph. That the day was that they had removed Reb Gamliel from being the Nasi, and they appointed Reb Elazar ben Azariah. And Reb Gamliel, as long as he was the Nasi, said, "Call Tamich ain't Taicha Kabaroi. Anybody who's not truly sincere, Lo Yikonis L'Beis Medrash, may not enter the yeshiva." When Reb Elazar ben Azariah became the Nasi, they removed the Shomer, the God, from the entrance to the Beis HaMedrash, and everybody was allowed to come into the Beis HaMedrash, and there were many new Talmidim. And since there were so many new Talmidim, that's why there was so much more pilpul, there was so much more learning that day. So by B'yoyim, on that very day, Darash Rabbi Kiva says, when the Torah speaks about the Tumah Sheretz, the Torah says, "V'kol kli cheres ashiyipa mehem al toichoi, kol ashev toichoi yitma, voices is byru, bekol oichel she yoichel, ashiyovel of maim yitma, bekomashka she shosu bekol kli yitma." The Pasuk is teaching us that a sheretz is an avat tuma, and there's a very special din when we talk about a tumas kli cheres, that if tuma is suspended, if the sheretz is suspended in the kli cheres, the kli cheres will become a rishon l'tuma, and any oichel or mashka that are in that kli cheres become a sheni l'tuma. The keli becomes a rishon. The food is the liquid that's in it becomes a sheni. And Rabbi Kiva said, "Ena oimet tamei." The Torah doesn't say the word tamei regarding that food that's in the kli cheres that we just described. Ela yitma. The Torah used the word yitma to teach us. And as we said a moment ago, he pronounces the word yitma as yitamei, that this food not only is tamei, but it has the ability to be matam other food. Limud, from here we learn, al kikar, on a bread that fell into a keli that's tamei, the kikar becomes a shein l'tumah, as we just explained. Shu'ois shlishi, that it has the ability to make chulin tamei, to make it a shlishi. And just like he said that regarding oichel that's in this keli, food that's in the keli, he will hold the same regarding mashkin that are in the keli. So we see that this is where Rabbi Yossi got from Rabbi Kiva, the mashkin have the ability to give off tumah b'deraisa. Ask the Gemara, v'ache hechi darsh, how does the Torah, how does he learn that mashkin only have the ability to be matama oichlin, but they don't have the ability to matama mashkin or kalim? Says the Gemara, because the pasuk says regarding mashka, v'cho mashka sheyishas b'kol kli yitma. Yitma, it only has the ability to be give off tuma, the tama tumas oichlin, that it could be matama oichlin. At the oim l'tama tumas oichlin, or ain l'tama tumas mashkin, maybe not only could it give off tuma to oichlin, but maybe it could give off tuma to mashkin as well. Amalach, loy kachoya. That's not the way to learn. Says the Gemara, why not? My loy kachoya, why do you not say that? Amar papa, loy mitzin the tuma sh'oisik yotzba. The halacha by Hilchos tuma is that it gives off tuma, but it can't give off tumah to what it itself is. So oichel can give tumah to mashkin, and mashkin can give tumah to oichlin. But mashkin can't give tumah to mashka, and oichel can't give tumah to oichel. Ravina Omar, Ravina gives a different source, how we know that mashka can give only tumah to oichel, but it cannot give tumah to mashka. He says, "Migufa dekra nami, lo matzat amrit." You can't say that when the Torah uses the word yitma by mashkin, that it comes to teach us the tama tumas mashkin, that it could give tuma to mashkin. Because, explains Ravina, this al-kadatach, yitma the sefer, that when the pasuk says the word yitma, it's coming to teach us l'tame tumas mashkin, that mashkin can give tumah to mashkin. So yitma the reisha. So when it says at the beginning of the pasuk that oichel can give tumah, it also comes to teach us that oichel certainly, that there was never questioned the way we're learning now, can give tumah to mashkin. So if that's the case, ask the Gemara. And this pasuk is teaching us that both oichel can give tumah to mashkin, and that mashkin can give tumah to mashkin. So ask the Gemara, nirvinu v'nechtavinu. So why didn't the Torah quote these two halachas together and say, mikol oichel shi oichel ashiyovel of mayim, v'kol mashka shi shos v'kol kla yitma. The Torah should have said the word yitma, which we indeed are pronouncing yitamei, and teaching us that it gives off tumah. The Torah should have just said it once and teaches us that this has the ability to give off tumah both to oichel and to mashka. Tamei Ella, why does the Torah say the word yitma or yitamei twice? A yitma the ratio of tama tumas mashkin to teach us that oichel gives off tumah to mashkin. The yitim the sefer is coming to teach us that mashkin gives tumah to oichlin, but not oichel to oichel and not mashkin to masha. As the Gemara, the Aloch Rabbi Yossi taught us that there's when we have a suffix, if Kalim got tummy through Mashkin, that we are lenient. Sofik the Rabbanan Lakula. Because Rabbi Yossi held that a Mashka is not Matama Kali Midaraisa, it's only Matama Kalim Midrabbanan. And since it's a Drabbanan, Sofik the Rabbanan Lakula. Veima asked the Gemara, Latamis a Kalim. When we're learning this Pasik, why don't we say that the Pasik is teaching us that Mashka have the ability to Matama Kalim? And says the Gemara, Lav Kavachaymahu, I'll bring you a Kavachaymer that can't be. Uma Keli Shematama Mashka. If a Keli, which is a Rushin Latumah, is Matama Mashka, that was the case we began this piece of Gemara with, where Mashkin fell into a Keli, which was a Rushin Latumah. Let's review. There was a Sheretz suspended in the Klicheres. That made the Klicheres into a Rishon L'tumah, and Mashkin fell into that Keli, so that Mashkin becomes a Sheni L'tumah. A Matama Keli, the halach is that doesn't have the ability to Matama another Keli, because the Torah never spoke about, the Torah spoke about Oichlam and Mashkin becoming Tameh, not the Keli. Mashkin Habo Machmas Kli, so the Mashkin that only became Tameh because of the Keli, they're only Tommy because there was a Tommy. The Kli can't be Matama Kaili. The Mashka, which is Tommy because of the Kli, ain't a din Shlo Yatama as a Kaili, certainly can't be Matama Kaili. Ask the Gemara of Ema, says the Gemara, you know which Mashkin don't have the ability to be Matama Kaili? Vema, Ki Lo Matama Mashkin Habo Machams Kli. That the Mashkin only became Tommy because of a Kli, so since the Kaili can't be Matama Keli. So the Mashkin that became Tommy because of that Keli certainly cannot be Matama Keli. Ava Mashkin Habor Machma Sheretz. That if a Sheretz touched Mashkin, so those Mashkin are Rishon L'tumah, maybe those Mashkin, Hochinami Matama, they are Matama, they are Tommy because of Keli, and therefore Mashkin Habor Machma Sheretz, so they should be Matama. So the Gemara is suggesting that maybe Mashkin Abba Machmas Kli that came should not be Matama. But if Mashkin came directly in contact with a Sheretz, they should be able to be Matama a Keli. Answers the Gemara, Mashkin Abba Machmas Sheretz Miksivi. The Torah never spoke about that kind of Mashkin. So where would you come to say such a halacha? I'll say, V'lav M'kav Achaymasi. Let's learn a Kav Achaymer. Uma Mashkin Abba Machmas Keli. A Mashkin that only became Tomei because of a Keli, that became Tomei because of a Sheretz. Metamim, so Mashkin Abba Machma Sheretz, Loi Koshkein, then Mashkin that directly touched the Sheretz certainly should become Tomei. Says the Gemara, absolutely. And indeed, the halacha will be that Mashkin that came in contact with a Sheretz will be Tomei. because of mashkin that came in contact with a keli that came in contact with a sheretz or tamei. So that mashkin that came in contact with a sheretz itself certainly would be tamei. And now you want to say, however, that let's take that a step further. And that even though normally mashkin habar machmas keli can't be metama keli, mashkin habar machmas sheretz can be metama keli. And there's a rule that whenever we learn the kavachomer, there's a rule daya lovam and adin liyas kanidon. That even maybe sensibly we should be able to expand the kavachomer, we may not do so. Since the din of mashkin habar machmas sheretz, that they have the ability to give off tumah, is only learned from Machshman Abba Machshman Keli. And we just finished explaining that Machshman Abba Machshman Keli can't be Matama. If they can't, Machshman Abba Machshman Keli can't be Matama, then Machshman Abba Machshman Sheretz, even maybe we should make an argument that they should be Matama Keli, they won't be able to be Matama Keli. Ask the Gemara. The Torah, when it spoke about Oichel, that's Tamei, said the word Yitma. So ask the Gemara, and Rabbi Akiva in our shir has been saying when we see the word Yitma, we should say it means Yitamei. Ask the Gemara, Yitma Dereisha, Heichidarish, how does Rabbi Akiva explain it? Says the Gemara, the Pasuk says, Mikol Oichel, Ashi Oichel, Ashi Yovel of Maim Yitma. Yitma, the Tamas Amashkin. That it has the ability to metame mashkin. Ask the Braisa, ask Rabbi Akiva, at the oimel tamas mashkin, is the Torah coming to teach us that has the oichel that's tamei has the ability to metame mashkin, or eina ela tamas akeli? Maybe it has the ability to metame akeli. Amarta answers the Gemara of Kavachomer. Oma mashkin shemetame oichel. If mashkin has the ability to metame oichel, the halacha is, as we just finished learning, that a mashkin is not metame akeli. Oichel, which is not metama oichel, because as we said earlier in our shir, mashke can't be metama mashke, and oichel can't be metama mashke, oichel, or mederaisa. Oichel, she'ein metama oichel, ain't a din shloi tama keli, so oichel certainly should be able to metama keli. Hama, ani mekayim, yitma, so says the Gemara, what does the pasuk mean when it says yitma by oichel? The tamas a mashkin, that has the ability to metama mashkin, she'ein a lulim, lekabo tuma. They are easier to mekabel tumah. What does that mean? The Gemara is going to explain in a minute. Says the Gemara, my area mashkim shum da'alul mekabel tumah. Why are we saying that the reason we're choosing that oichel should be metama mashka is because it's easier to mashka easy to mekabel tumah? Why don't we say easier? Typically, mishum da'alakam megin da'achrina. We're learning that the word yitma means yitame, that it gives off tumah. We can't say that it can't be metama kalim, as we just learned. So it has to be that's being metama mashkin. V'chitema, hachkam, says the Gemara, this is the way to understand what Rabbi Akiva meant to say. V'chitema, oichel chomer, that oichel is more chomer than mashkin, and the metama mashkin, that it has the ability to be metama mashkin. Mashka can't be metama mashka. And therefore, since Oichel has this chumra that it can be metama mashka, it should also be able to be metama keli. Says the Gemara, ahu chumra de mashkin. That's a special chumra de mashkin. It's not a chumra of Oichel, it's a chumra of mashkin. That's why mashka can be mekabel tuma from Oichel. Should the mashkin a little mekabel tuma, mashkin is something that's easy to mekabel tuma. And therefore, even that's why Oichel can be metamit. But not because mashkin have a chumra, it's just because it's easy to metama mashkin. Ask the Ramayi Lilasan, why is it so easy to metama mashkin? Shemekab metama shle behechsha. Oichel, we know, as we've discussed many times, can only mekab metama if it got wet with certain beverages first. Whereas mashkin can be mekab metama even without that. And therefore, it's easier to metama mashkin than it is to metama oichel. So the Gemara explained, we said that the word yitma, that oichel and mashka, that are on a keli, that became in the klicheres that became tamei from the sheretz, are tamei. And Rekiva said that the word yitma should be read yitamei, and therefore it gives tuma, the oichel will give tuma to mashkin, and the mashkin will give tuma to oichel. Then ois kiyotzba, but the oichel can't make oichel tomei, and mashkin can't make mashkin tomei. Because we also, this is the way to learn the Gemara, says Rashi, to learn that the word yitma should be pronounced both ways. It should be pronounced yitma, that it itself is tomei, but nothing else, and also should be pronounced yitamei, that it gives off tuma. So how do we reconcile these two different pronunciations of the word? The way we reconcile it is that on one hand, yitma means that it itself is tamei, and it doesn't give off tuma to something else like it. Mashkin can't give tuma to mashkin. Oichel can't give tuma to oichel. But yitamei comes to teach us that oichel could give tuma to mashka, and that mashka could give tuma to oichel. Ask the Gemara, mehacha nafka, is this the way we learn that mashka can't give tuma to mashka, and oichel can't give tuma to oichel? Ask the Gemara, mehasam nafka, don't we learn it from what the Torah says by tuma sheretz? The Torah says by tuma sheretz, v'chiyuta mayim al zarev anofam v'losan olav tamei hu. And from here we learn hu tamei ein oisa tuma kiyotzeba. But it doesn't make an oichel cannot make an oichel tamei. So why do I need this whole limud that Rabbi Kiva has been teaching us, that an oichel can't be metama oichel, and that a mashka can't be metama mashka? Don't we have this pasuk? Answers the Gemara. Echa chad is coming to teach us mashka aboy machna sheretz, that mashka that got, came directly in contact in the sheretz, that it can't make another mashka tamei. The chad, but mashka aboy machna keli, if only became in contact with a keli, so therefore the mashka is a lower level tama, it also can't give off tama. Ask the Gemara, why do I need sukkim for both types of mashkin? If we only know mashkin that came tamei because of a keli, it's a low level tuma. It's only a sheni l'tuma. Av mashkin abar machzav sheretz the chamiri, mashkin that touched the sheretz, which are a rishon l'tuma. Ema oisa tuma ki yotzba. Maybe such mashkin can be matama mashkin. So ask the Gemara, will the shmina mashkin abar machzav sheretz? Why don't we learn that mashkin abar machzav sheretz don't make tuma, don't give tuma to mashkin, and we'll learn that koshke mashkin abar machzav keli. If a rishon l'tuma mashkin, which is a rishon l'tuma, can make mashkin tamei, so certainly mashkin, which are a lower tevel, lower tuma, a sheni l'tuma, certainly can make mashkin tamei. Answers the Gemara, milsa dasi b'kav chaimer tarch v'kos l'kra. The truth is that it could have been learned by a kav chaimer, but it wasn't. Because many times the Torah goes out of its way to say something which we can learn from a Kal Vachomer, write it explicitly. The Gemara quoted earlier in our shir, where Rish Lakish explained the opinion of Rabbi Yossi that Tumas Mashkin, that Matama Eichlin, are Medaraisa. And the Gemara said that where did Rabbi Yossi get that? As we just finished learning a lengthy piece of Gemara from the word yitame, yitma yitame, that Reb Kiva explained. Amalei Ravina Lervashi, Vama Rava, Loi Reb Yossi Sovak Reb Kiva. Didn't Rava teach us that Reb Yossi doesn't agree with Reb Kiva? Veloi Reb Kiva Sovak Reb Yossi. And Reb Kiva doesn't agree with Reb Yossi regarding the halacha of Revi B'Kodesh that we're going to learn in the coming shir. So how can we say that the source for Rabbi Yossi's limud is Rabbi Kiva, where Rava taught us Rabbi Yossi doesn't agree with Rabbi Kiva? Amalei, so Rav Ashi responded to Ravina, Rabbi Yossi b'shitas Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Amrei. Rabbi Yossi said what he said according to Rabbi Kiva, and that's how he came to that learning of Yitma Yitamei. V'lei lo sfir lei, he doesn't agree, and he personally holds that mashka a matama oichlin only midrabbanan, but he did quote what Rabbi Kiva holds, that's matama midraisa. Agamar just taught us the milsa the asi b'kavachaymer tarach v'kasal akra. That's something that we learn from a kavachaymer. The pasuk goes out of its way to sometimes say it as well. So the Bnei Yisachar explains why. He says because when we speak about a kavachomer, the kavachomer is built on logic. And sometimes the Torah wants to teach us a lesson that we don't want you to rely on logic. We want you to rely on what the Torah says. So Torah v'kos l'kro, and the Torah is saying, don't just rely on your logic. Look for a kavachomer to come to understand it. Look for the pasuk to know that what you're saying is absolutely correct. And that's why the B'nai Soscha goes on to explain, a kavachomer, which we get to through logic, we find the concept of Torah v'kos l'kro, that the Torah, even though we could get there with a kavachomer, Torah v'kos l'kro, the Torah writes it explicitly. He says, we don't find the same concept by Gzeirah Shavah. We don't find, or what of the other limudim, where the Torah will say, even though it's Gzeirah Shavah, Torah v'kos l'kro. Why? So he explains, because when it's something that is we got to by logic, and as we just explained, our logic may be incorrect. So the Torah says, I'm going to write it to let you know for sure that this is the halacha. I'm going to write it that you shouldn't come to make a mistake, that you should always follow your logic. But Gzeirah Shavah, which we don't get through by logic, all of these types of considerations aren't there. And since we don't have those considerations, there we don't have to say Torah v'kos l'kro, that the Torah should have to go out of its way and write it as well. However, I did see that the Mefarshim asked a question. So we just explained that the Torah sometimes has to write a kavachomer, write the halacha which we can learn from a kavachomer. But what's the wording that the Gemara uses, Torah v'kos l'kro? So the Kedushas Levi, quoting the Mizritch Magid, explains that we know that when Miriam became Tsaras, when Miriam got sick, Moshe Rabbeinu davened for her, and he davened for her through a kavachomer. He said, "Vavia yorg b'fanah haloiti kolim shivus yomim t'soga shivus yomim mechutz l'mach v'tach t'sayosif." Moshe Rabbeinu learned the kavachomer that why Miriam should not be sick. So he explains that we know that the Shloisha Semidus, through which the Torah is explained, and just like the Shloisha Semidus, through which the Torah is explained, the Shloisha Semidus Shel Rachmim, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. The first of the Shloisha Semidus Shel Rachmim is Kael. So he says, Kael is the Shem Hashem that brings a refuah. So when we learn a Kal V'Chomer, we're connecting to the Midah of Kael, of the Shloisha Semidus. And through the Midah of Kael, we're going to be able to have a refuah for people. But if what's going to happen is that the Kal V'Chomer is not necessary, because Torah v'kos l'kro, because the Pasuk cites the Kal V'Chomer, so then we won't have a Kal V'Chomer, and we won't have a way to bring a refuah for people. But we want, of course, that everybody should be healthy. So that's why writing the Kal V'Chomer, removing the Kal V'Chomer from the body of halacha, is Torah. It's something that we don't necessarily want. We want the Kal V'Chomer to remain, and that people, and like that, will have the Midah of Kael, and people all will have a refuah shleimah.